Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. O.J. Simpson apparently is offering to take a lie detector test. This was mentioned through his attorney, F. Lee Bailey, that he is willing to take a lie detector test. And if he passes the lie detector test, this with regard to the death of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and if he passes the lie detector test, then he will ask for $3 million from investors to put up as a reward for the real killer. Now, I hope I'm getting that right. Hey, Mike, is that exactly the gist of it? $3 million from investors if he passes the lie detector test. If he fails the lie detector test, then he will not ask for $3 million. Is that it? Then the money will go back to the investor. So what he's asking for essentially is $3 million. He'll take a lie detector test. If he passes, they put that money up as reward money for the real killer. If he fails, they will put that money back into the hands of the so-called investors. The results will get released either way. The results of the lie detector test. Of course, the only part of that that it doesn't seem quite fair is that he'll give the money back plus interest, because he's going to give the money back plus interest. They're supposed to put $3 million up and let it just sit there until O.J. takes his lie detector test, and then he gives it back. Because why would, they put it in a trust? So there is the offer from O.J. Simpson, an offer of taking a lie detector test. He wants $3 million. He'll take his lie detector test. He'll give the money back to the investors if he fails, and if he passes, they'll put the money up as reward money. And we just put the lines open for that. We asked that question, what do you think of that, at 1-800-449-8686. We have one gentleman hanging on the line here in Monterey Park. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
Good.
I like to listen to your show. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So,
go ahead. You said that you told Mike that you'd written a paper?
Yes, I did. I wrote a... I am currently going to school at L.A. Pierce College, and I took my final in law enforcement at Pierce College, and I wrote a paper about this, which is... I think it's something that is going to show that O.J. Simpson has been harassed, I think, and that O.J. Simpson has been... bothered, I think, more than he needed to be because of this thing. Now, I want to say that my goal in life is to be LAPD more than anything.
And you want to be a police officer?
Yes, I do.
And you're taking law enforcement at Pierce?
Yes, I am. And I took a final in my law enforcement class. I also have an auto detailing business that I have now shown LAPD what I'm made of because of my detective skills, I think, in my final that I turned my paper in. And I got to tell you, I'm very, very proud of it.
Okay, well, tell us what you had on the paper. This has to do with O.J. Simpson.
Yes, it does. The paper is about how O.J. may have been railroaded by crooked detectives, and if so, this is how O.J. could beat the rap, and if not, then he would go to jail. But O.J.'s offered to take the lie detector test, okay? That was what his attorney, F. Lee Marvin, says that he would do, and if he passes, which he will pass, by the way, ask investors to put up $3 million to find the real killer. And
by the way, his attorney's name is F. Lee Bailey.
F. Lee Bailey, right.
You said F. Lee Marvin.
I'm sorry. F. Lee Bailey. Anyone who comes forward with proof, they would get the $3 million, right?
That's right. The $3 million reward money would go to anybody who comes forward with proof of the real killer.
Okay, so listen to this. So O.J. takes the lie detector test. And, of course, he passes. Okay?
All right, so you're saying he should go ahead and do it, and he'll pass?
He will pass, yes.
Because you don't believe he did it?
No, sir, I do not believe it. So he should come forward, and he passes. Then he comes forward, and he says what everybody has been saying anyway, that he's the real killer. So he comes forward and says, okay, I was kidding. I'm the killer. Okay? And he collects the $3 million for himself. Ha, ha, ha. How do you like me now, man? I'm back in business, you know? He can get back into that Avis deal that he was in, play golf, he's back in business. Ha, 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 how do you like me now, man? See, I really believe that...
Wait. Tell me that again.
Okay.
See, you're saying that O.J. will take the lie detector test. The $3 million is put up.
Yeah, the $3 million is put up by the investors for the capture of the real killer.
Okay. Then O.J. takes the lie detector test. You think he'll pass it?
I believe firmly he'll pass it.
Okay, he passes it. Then he comes forward after he passes it, and now it's offered up as reward, and then he says, I'm the real killer.
Then he says what everybody wants him to say anyway. They want him to say he's the real killer, right?
Yeah, and then he gets the money.
Then he gets the money, right. Ha, ha, ha. How do you like me now, man? You know? And the beauty of it is they can't retry him for the same crime because it's double jeopardy, okay? And you see, Mr. Henry, the people who got it in for O.J., they're all caught up in the emotion. They're all in for, like, into finger-pointing and everything else. And I say,
Well, you know, Dave, hold on for a minute. You can't legally... Well, yeah, right. You can't legally profit from a crime, though, okay?
But he has not been convicted of a crime. Ha, ha, ha. How do you like me now, man? How do you like me now, man? You know how that...
Oh, wait. O.J. Simpson gets $3 million from investors to put toward reward money. He takes the lie detector test. He passes the lie detector test. Then you're saying he should come forward and then say, I did the crime. He takes the $3 million?
That's right, man.
You can't legally profit from your crimes, though.
But he has not been convicted of no crime. He just admitted that he did it, and because he admitted that he did it, he can't be retried. So all it is just his word for it, but he has to get the $3 million because he's got evidence that he committed the crime.
And well, what evidence is he going to use? Is he going to use the...
He's going to use the tainted evidence, that railroad evidence that LAPD come up with, okay? This is beautiful, man. And you see, Mr. Henry, the people, they got it in for O.J., and this paper will push me over the top. This is my final exam for law enforcement at L.A. Pearson that will show how criminals get away. Now I'll be admitted to the L.A. Police Academy, and that's, for me, is one of the best things that I've ever wanted, you know? And so...
Okay, you know what? What is your name?
My name's Dave Oliva. I live in Monterey Park, and I'm going to L.A. Pierce College, and I want to take... I eventually want to be LAPD.
And you want to be a cop?
Yes, sir.
Wow. You want to be a cop, and yet you're coming up with all these fancy schmancy ways for a guy to beat a rap, but you don't believe he committed the crime.
No, I do not believe he committed the crime, not at all.
I got to tell you, it's a very interesting thing. O.J. takes the lie detector test, but this is all predicated on the fact that he passes the test.
That's right.
And what if he fails?
Then the money goes back. Nobody gets hurt, okay? Nobody gets hurt. You just walk away, man. Okay, I failed the test. I walk away, all right?
And so if he fails, I mean, they still can't retry him.
They can't retry him. That's double jeopardy. That's right. But I don't know. I know he's not going to fail. I know that he's going to pass because O.J. Simpson, in my opinion, man, he has always been innocent, you know? But check it out, man. Check it out. The dude takes the lie detector test. He passes it. Then he says, okay, man, now give me the reward money because I'm going to tell you I committed the crime, which everybody will believe it because that's what they think. He gets the money, and he can't be retried for it because that's double jeopardy, and he gets around not profiting for his crime because he's not being convicted of no crime. It's beautiful, man. It's totally beautiful, you know?
And let me ask you this. This is so foolproof, a proposition that you've put forward in your final paper at Pierce College. Do you think he'll actually do it? I mean, it sounds so good. Maybe he's already thought of it.
I hope so, man. I mean, if he does, then I would hope that he would at least acknowledge me for having the idea, you know.
Well, I mean, there's no way of proving that he got the idea from you, although you have just announced it on the radio. So
yeah, I mean, let me just say, O.J., hello, man. My name is, I mean, I would just say to O.J. if he's listening right now.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to O.J.
O.J., man, check it out, man. You can take the lie detector test, you'll pass it, man. Then you'll get your own money. You say, okay, I killed her. That's what all of you peeps wants me to say anyway, man. So they give you the $3 million, man, and they can't retry you, man, and you can't, and they can't take no money away from you, you know?
But O.J. isn't going to do that because he believes, at least he wants people to believe that he's innocent, so he would never take the $3 million.
Yeah, he needs the $3 million because he's got no money to live on, man.
Because he's broke.
Yeah, he's getting broke, that's right. I mean, it's beautiful, man. And then he says, ha, 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 how do you like me now, man? How do you like me now, you know? You peeps, you thought you was going to take me down. How do you like me now, you know?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. That's an interesting idea, but I don't know how it goes over being, popularizing O.J. Simpson. A lot of people think that he committed the crime.
I don't care what people think. All I care about, man, is justice to O.J., you know? Take the lie detector test, you pass it, you get your money, you know.
And he can't be retried for the crime?
Can't be retried for the crime because that's double jeopardy. Ha, 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 how do you like me now?
Yeah, I know. Ha, 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 how do you like me now? And he can't, he can keep the money because it's,
He can keep the money because he hasn't been convicted of a crime. So that gets around the California law that says you can't profit from your crime. Ha, 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 how do you like me now, man? That's what O.J. will say to all of them suckers, man. Ha, 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 how do you like me now?
Okay, your name's Dave?
My name's Dave.
Hold on for a minute, Dave, okay?
Yeah, sure, Phil.
That's Dave. That's his idea for O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, who has offered to take a lie detector test, he wants somebody to put up $3 million as a reward money. Dave says that O.J. should take the test. He believes he'll pass the test. Then he can admit that he did the crime. He'll collect the money for offering evidence of who the killer is. They won't be able to retry him for the crime because that's double jeopardy. And he'll get around the not profiting from crime law in California because he's never been convicted of a crime. So he's just made himself $3 million. And Dave's what? He's a law enforcement student at Pierce? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here, and we're talking with Dave. He's a an aspiring Los Angeles police officer. What do you do right now, Dave?
I have my own auto detailing business right now, and but I'm going to school, you know, to be a LAPD.
Okay. You argued that O.J. Simpson could take the lie detector test, he could get the money, and they wouldn't be able to, he could take the money that they were going to put up as a reward after admitting that he was the killer, and then, you see, I can't even keep track.
Okay, let me help you out with it. O.J. Simpson takes the lie detector test. He passes the lie detector test. He gets the $3 million. Then he says, okay, I was just kidding.
I was just kidding. I'm the killer.
That's right. Then he gets the $3 million. And they can't retry him for the crime. And they can't get the money because you can't profit from a crime. He's never committed a crime.
All right. After all of that bull crap, the fact of the matter is Fred Goldman, the Goldman family, won a $33 million judgment against him, so he's got to turn all of his money over to Fred Goldman.
But the fact, okay, that's a good point, okay?
So I think that we've, as a matter of fact, there's a caller here in Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Gainesville?
Hey.
I asked the same question you're going to ask, right?
What's that?
What's your question? Goldman gets the money, right?
Well, of course.
Okay, Goldman gets the money.
Okay. Absolutely no doubt.
Yeah, that's right. But what you guys didn't think of is that he could just take the money and disappear.
How's he going to do that?
How do you like me now? What?
He's going to be in court. He ain't going to disappear anywhere. There's going to be all kinds of police around him. He ain't going to go anywhere.
No, there's not going to be no police around him. For what? I mean, it's in a civil. I mean, the whole trip is he's getting the money in court. Why would he be in court?
Because Goldman's going to sue him.
Yeah, I know Goldman sued him, but he could take the money and run. How do you like me now?
He can't take the money and run because as soon as Mr. Goldman knows that he sued him, he got $3 million. Goldman's going to sue him, and he's going to get the $3 million plus some.
Okay, now, but how does he get the $3 million if O.J. took it and is on the run? How do you like me now?
He's not going to take it because the investors that give him the money is not going to give it to O.J. They'll give it to Ronald Goldman.
How do you know that, man? These are
because the judge is going to say, give it to Ronald Goldman, not to O.J.
No, but the way it's set up,
this guy's making all good points. The investors are going to hold the money until such time as O.J. says.
Yeah, people that O.J. is going to have the money to hold on to, then give it up.
No, the investors are not going to give him $3 million to hold on to until this goes. Man, that ain't going to happen.
No. I don't mean that. What I'm saying is that O.J. Simpson will get the money after he says, okay, I'm the killer. Okay?
But the very instant that happens, Ronald Goldman's going to file a suit and an injunction, and O.J. won't see a dime of it.
But technically,
and that
would
be
illegal. No, technically, that would be illegal because he has to be in possession of the money first in order for him
He will never get in possession of the money because the investors that promise the money, as soon as they promise the money, Ronald Goldman will file an injunction, and O.J. will never get the money.
But
the investors will never be able to pay him the money, stop him from doing that.
No, but the only time when they promise the money, at the same time they promise it, they'll give it to him. It's the same instant.
No, they won't
legally.
Give it to him.
Yeah.
They won't, man. They can't give it to him.
Why can't they? They can give it to him so he's legally in possession, and then he has to give it over to the court.
No, he's not in legally possession because they won't give it to him, man.
They would give it
would
to him.
Would you give
so
up $3 million? Would you?
If I was contractually obligated,
I tell you what. Would you give me $3 million if I said I killed his wife?
If you said
just
you
on
killed,
just on my say so. OJ's word is
honest,
worth nothing.
Wait a second, man. If his word's worth nothing, then how come everybody thinks he's guilty? Okay,
because
you believe
he is guilty.
He's guilty. Okay, then he is guilty, man. See what I'm saying? OJ could slit Goldman's neck and then dress up like Ron.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
What?
That sounds good.
What are you talking about now?
I'm just saying he could become white. They would never be able to find him again. A white
OJ
man can blend
become
in.
White.
He could blend in. Okay, you laugh what you want, man, but he could blend in, man. Ha ha. How do you like me now? How do you like me now?
How do you like you now? Are you saying, okay, thank you for your call, sir. You're saying that the guy can't legally be told to give up money unless he has it in his possession.
That's correct, yes.
And so the only way that they can promise him the money is at that instant, I promise to give you the money.
Yeah, they have to say, I promise to give you the money, and then give you the money right in that second. Then he can become white, he could disguise, he could be anything, he could blend in, then they would never see him. Ha ha, how do you like me now, man? How do you like me now, man? You know, O.J. Simpson, everybody wants this guy to be guilty, and then the minute that he admits that he's guilty, everybody's not going to want to come through on their end of the bargain. No way, man, no way. I don't think that that's right. I mean, he could have all the pigment sucked out of his skin like Michael Jackson did. He could become white and blend in, and not nobody would know about it.
Well, you're talking about disguising himself.
That's correct, sir, yes.
I mean, I don't think... You're asking an awful lot. I mean, an awful lot there. And if he's not a criminal mind like you don't think he is, I doubt very much if he's thought of these things. Binghamton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have a comment regarding what the guy was saying about O.J. collecting $3 million.
Yes, sir.
Usually the way the reward money is set up is the fact that the reward money is giving leading to the arrest and conviction of the person committing the crime.
No, that's not how it is.
Being that O.J. cannot be convicted of it, he cannot collect the money.
That's not the way this is going down, though. This is different, okay? They're saying that if you come forward with evidence of the killer and the police agree with it...
What about the police arresting the guy?
Well, they only have to agree.
I disagree.
Well, man, I'm telling you right now, that's what I heard F. Lee, with that Bailey... What's his name? Bailey...
F. Lee Bailey.
Yeah, that's what I heard him say.
Well, wait a second. All you have to say is, here's the evidence, and the police go, yeah, you're right, that's the guy, and they don't have him in hand, and you're going to get the money?
No, they have to have conviction.
No, that's my understanding, man. All O.J. has to do is say, yeah, but in O.J.'s case, it's different, okay? You know why? Because he comes forward and says, okay, I'm the killer, and everybody goes, yeah, that's right, man, we always believed you were the killer. They don't have to have no trial. See, I'm going to be LAPD, and I'm sorry, but I study this stuff.
You study this stuff. So O.J. Simpson, all he has to do is say, I'm only kidding, I'm the killer.
That's right.
Give me the money.
Give me the money. How can they try him, man? Because they can't try him because they've already tried him, man. That's double jeopardy.
I understand that point, but
okay.
there's no way they're just going to hand out $3 million to O.J.
Simpson. Then they'll be in violation. Then they'll be in violation of the agreement. O.J. will be able to sue them. And he might even sue Ron, what's the guy's name, Ron Goldman? He would sue Ron Goldman.
Fred Goldman.
He'd sue Fred Goldman for not letting him have the money.
I can just about rest assured guarantee that the money is going to be given out upon the conviction of the killer.
How could that be, man, if it's O.J.?
That's exactly my point.
That's what I'm saying, okay? So,
he can't be convicted, so there's no way the money can be handed out because he cannot be convicted.
Then they can't make a promise to do that, which they would already have to promise to do it, even if they, see what I'm saying? For O.J. to say, all right, I want investors, and in case it's me, you still have to give me the money. He would do that.
What do you mean, in case it's me, you still have to give me the money? What are you talking?
That'd be one heck of a contract.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. In case it's me, give me the money. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So Dave is with us. He is a student in law enforcement at L.A. Pierce College. He is aspiring to the Los Angeles Police Academy. David, you have said that the offer by O.J. Simpson to take a lie detector test after investors put up $3 million. If he passes, the money goes to the reward for the capture of the real killers. If he fails, the money goes back to the investors. If he passes, then he will come forward and say, I was only kidding, I'm the killer. He gets the $3 million. Double jeopardy means he can't be retried for the crime. And because he was never convicted of a crime, he's not profiting from the crime. And you say that Fred Goldman couldn't get his hands on that $3 million that O.J. has just made because of a lawsuit. Fred Goldman couldn't get his hands on that because why? I'm not...
Okay, Fred Goldman could not get his hands on it because at the instant that they gave the money to O.J., O.J. could split, blend into the crowd, or take on a disguise or something, but he could split. I mean, I have studied law enforcement my whole life. I've studied, the greatest law enforcement officer in history is J. Edgar Hoover, and I read up on J. Edgar Hoover. Do you know that J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual?
Yes, I know that. I know that. I read his biography, or I read that book about him.
J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual. He also cross-dressed. He dressed in women's clothing, and as much as that disgusts me and makes me sick to my stomach, to know that the greatest police officer in the history of America put on women's clothing because I want to be a great police officer. I, believe it or not, went by my mother's house, believe it or not, and I asked her if I could have some of her underwear. I mean, believe it or not, I did, and this is disgusting to me because I'm a man, okay? I'm nothing but a man. But I asked my mother after she wore her underwear one day because it still had her essence, could I wear it? And that's when I went home, and this disgusts me, okay? This does not make me proud. But...
Go ahead.
I put on my mother's underwear is what I'm trying to say to you, and then I wrote this paper. And I believe that I had the essence of J. Edgar Hoover in those panties to help me. Hello?
Yeah. J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual, yes. J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dresser. You're right. I don't know that wearing your mother's underwear when you were doing this paper would necessarily mean that you were what?
That J. Edgar Hoover's essence was coming up from the panties and inspired me to write the paper. That's why I feel, Mr. Henry, and I know it's disgusting, and I apologize, and I'm sick to my stomach, because I'm a man. I'm not no homosexual or nothing like that, okay?
Which is not to say that homosexuals are not men, okay? But the point is, I don't know that you can be imbued with the spirit of J. Edgar Hoover wearing your mother's underwear, okay?
But she had just worn them, even after she had just worn them. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, man. I'm making the bold statement. Even after she's just worn...
I mean, Mr. Henry, I know it's weird, okay?
You're right, it's weird. It's very weird. You know...
But I am a real man, and I'm disgusted by it, but that's how bad I want to be LAPD, and that's how bad I want to be law enforcement. And J. Edgar Hoover, say what you want about him, call him a homosexual, say that he liked to sniff panties or whatever, he was the best police officer this country's ever seen.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you, man. I may disagree, but I'm not going to argue with you. J. Edgar Hoover was a hell of a cop. Hell of a cop. Number one cop in this country for years. Wearing your mother's dirty underwear is not going to give you better ideas on how to be a cop.
Okay, I know it's disgusting.
It's not that it's disgusting. It's that it's absurd, in my opinion.
You don't understand, man. You don't understand. I'll be anything to be a great cop. And if J. Edgar Hoover wore women's panties or put on brassieres or whatever he did, and that...
Do you think that made him a better cop?
I don't know.
That was a proclivity of J. Edgar Hoover's personality. I don't think it had anything to do with whether he was a great cop or not. That's what he liked to do on the weekends. That's how he relaxed. Any more than if you were a fisherman, being a fisherman on the weekend would make you a great cop. You know, unless relaxing helps you be better at your job, which I suppose it does. And the better we relax, the better we recreate. Maybe we do better jobs. I don't know. Maybe you're right. But that was J. Edgar Hoover's personality. He liked dressing in women's underwear. You, on the other hand, putting on your mother's soiled underwear, I don't know that it's going to translate into you getting better ideas.
Then how come, Mr. Henry, after I put on my mother's panties, I wrote this paper? How come?
Well, it ain't because you were wearing your mother's underwear, man.
Well, I'm sorry. I disagree.
Well, I'm sorry. I disagree, dude.
How do you like me now, man? How do you like me now? I beat you on that point. I beat you on that point.
You didn't win any point, man. You didn't win any point. Here is Santa Cruz on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm a caller from Santa Cruz, and I'm listening to the show, and I'm just blown away. I want my question to you, Phil, is why are you giving this man airtime?
Because the guy had a feasible theory to begin with about O.J. Simpson and the money. You know,
no, but
I mean,
listen to him. He can't even articulate himself in any way that
excuse
makes
me. Do you
sense
want to talk
at
to
all.
Me?
And I
you
would
know,
wonder,
hey, Santa
what
Cruz,
the
you know,
heck are
I'm not
smoking?
A trained monkey. I'm not a trained monkey in a cage,
I
you know.
I want to know what you're smoking.
Hey, liberal Santa Cruz, I'm not a trained monkey in a cage.
No,
you
I'm
can
not
talk
liberal.
To me.
I just want
to
know what you're smoking.
Okay, you can talk directly to me. You don't have to ask my keeper or my owner. You know, you may not believe that Hispanic people, you know, can have aspirations in life, but that's the way a lot of you Santa Cruz people think. But I can speak for myself, you know. I can speak. Have you got any better ideas? No, I guess not. Why don't you leave the law enforcement to the man, you know, and you go
well,
and
do yoga
or something, man.
If the LAPD are listening, hopefully they would see you come in from afar and know that a quick psychological profile
well,
would not
care?
Deem
not
you worthy
well,
of
you
even
care?
Going.
You don't live in the real world. You don't live in the real world. You know?
I don't live in the real world.
Yeah, you know,
I live in a real world where the Justice
up in
Department.
Santa Cruz, lady, you know. Why don't you go take your yoga class, you know?
All right, Pacific Grove. On the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say to Dave, O.J. Simpson takes
She said thanks
telegraph.
For taking
yeah.
my call, Phil.
I
Phil?
Heard her, yeah.
Hey, okay. Phil, thanks for taking my call, man.
I heard her, okay?
And
go ahead.
And I wanted to ask Dave.
Hey, man,
so,
hey, Phil.
What?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
I heard her, okay? You gonna be a smartass?
Okay, so O.J. takes the polygraph test, and he passes. Okay, he didn't kill Nicole.
That doesn't mean he didn't kill Nicole. It means he passed,
okay.
means he passed the lie detector test.
Let me finish. This is another aspect of it. So I come up, and I say, I killed Nicole. I get the $3 million.
Do you have evidence to prove that you did?
No, but
what
you're
O.J.
Not
Simpson does,
O.J. to prove
yeah, that's
that
exactly
did
what
it.
You have to have. You have to have the evidence, and all O.J. does is he points to the evidence that the LAPD already offered. Thanks for calling. Here's Wilmington on the Phil Hendry Show.
How do you like me now, man?
Yeah, you're doing great. Wilmington, go ahead.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I kind of differ with a couple of your little opinions. Not that you don't have some decent points. And I'm not going to be argumentative, and I hope you're not going to be argumentative with me, and I hope you don't interrupt me.
I'm not going to be argumentative with you at all. You know, I just said I do want to be LAPD someday. I've studied very hard to be police officer.
Well, I don't think you're approaching it in a real good manner. If Furman and those guys are listening to this show,
hey, who's the greatest police officer in the history of America?
Excuse me?
Who's the greatest police officer in the history of America?
Well, I heard that.
Okay.
Mr. Hoover, yeah,
that's
wearing
right.
his panties like
and,
you do.
And he wore panties, man.
Oh,
he wore panties, man.
That's just wonderful.
Like, okay.
That's
so what
wonderful.
Are you going to do about it?
That's got nothing to do with being a police officer.
What's? Oh, it doesn't? He's the number one police officer in the history of this country. He wore women's underwear. And you're telling me that doesn't have nothing to do with it? When I slipped on my mother's panties and it disgusts me.
I think that has absolutely nothing to do with with
no.
being a good police officer.
I'm disgusted by it, okay? But
I don't care whether you're disgusted about it. That's your problem. That's a personal thing. It's got nothing to do with being a police officer.
But what I'm saying is, after I put on my mother's underwear, I wrote this paper for Pierce College coming up with this concept, and you said I made some good points, okay? And that's what I'm trying to say.
You may have written a great paper, but you're not advertising well for the LAPD.
Why, man? I said that J. Edgar Hoover wore panties. I got into my mother's crotchless panties, and I wrote, do you know how hard it is to put on a pair of your mother's panties, especially when her pads don't have wings or anything like that? And all of the people...
Oh, man.
What?
I got news for you.
What
That's
is up with this?
Nothing to do with what I'm
what,
trying to say.
What did I do?
What do you mean the pads don't have wings, dude? You know...
If you have to put on soiled panties, and maybe she's just had some kind of accident, okay... That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Well, thank you. I understand. Santa Fe Springs on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil.
I'm not doing anything to Hispanics.
This is condescending and it's rude.
Well, I'm not doing it. You might have a meeting with your people here.
Yeah, man, talk to me.
All right. Not all Hispanics are idiots like this fool.
Hey, man, I'm not a fool. I want to be LAPD. What do you want to do?
First, go get an education and learn how to talk right.
I got an education, man. I go to L.A. Pierce College right now.
1-800-449-8686, Monterey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
This guy, Dave, wouldn't pass the psychological evaluation.
Oh, see, everybody says the same thing. Would J. Edgar Hoover pass the psych test?
Well,
Answer that question, man. Would J. Edgar Hoover pass the psych test?
You need to wake up and smell the coffee.
Would J. Edgar Hoover pass the psych test? Probably not.
That was
not.
Back then. You're in the year 2000, buddy.
You probably would have kicked J. Edgar Hoover out of the FBI.
You're
the
not
best
in
police officer.
The
year 2000?
Up.
We don't have a police officer like J. Edward Hoover.
And we probably
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah, and he wore your underwear, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Check it
and
out.
And another thing.
Check it out.
So prejudiced against homosexuals.
How do you like me now, man?
Law force, you have no business being a police officer.
How do you like me now?
Yeah. You've got that great thing down.
Yeah, man. How do you like me now?
I love you.
Yeah.
Because you're a psycho.
I ain't psycho, baby. I've thought of how OJ can get out of town with the $3 million. All he has to do is inject white skin into himself.
You're stupid.
Why am I
you're
stupid?
You're stupid for even having that philosophy.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that if somebody's going to put up $3 million, that they would have to criminally charge the person before they gave him the $3 million?
No, because
give it to him because OJ said,
they'd be lying.
I kill Nicole.
That's
give
right.
me the $3 million,
that's right.
and they're going
right.
to give it?
That's right, baby.
Oh, come on.
That's right.
Up.
He's got the evidence. They got the DNA evidence that they were all hopped up on. You'll say, there it is, man. There's the evidence.
No.
And then they'll go, well, what?
No,
well, I guess we got to give you $3 million.
You're going to give up $3 million?
OJ's going to go, ha-ha, how do you like me now? And he's out of town, baby.
You're going to, somebody's going to
And you'll be sitting there in Monterey Park.
A conviction?
What?
Somebody would give up $3 million without a conviction?
You got it, baby, because that's the law. You can't make a promise like that otherwise.
Think about it, Dave.
Hey,
really, sit down and take a
breath.
I'm
thinking about it, okay?
Think about it.
Ha, ha, how do you like me now? OJ's on the lam. He's got $3 million, and Fred Noonan can't get none of that money. Because
Fred Goldman is his name, not Noonan.
God, the guy doesn't, and he belches on the air.
Whatever.
He can't get the name straight. And
whatever.
And he's wearing his mama's panties
you
and getting an inspiration.
Yeah, just like J. Edward Hoover did, baby.
So,
the head of the FBI.
Honey, you're not even close to J. Edgar Hoover.
You don't even know his name.
He's a respectable man.
You don't even know
no
his name.
No matter what he did.
You called him J. Edward Hoover or something. You don't even know his name.
Oh,
yeah. You don't even know his name.
Phil,
are you from America?
You've got to get this man off the air because he's totally
Are you from America or are you from Mexico? Where are you from?
Well, I am from the U.S. of A.
Then you ought to learn about J. Edgar Hoover. And he wore underwear that was for chicks.
No, big deal. Big deal.
Big deal. That's
no,
history, baby.
Panties.
That's history, baby.
Don't we all?
That's history, baby.
Don't we all wear
no,
panties?
Not all men wear women's panties, but J. Edward Hoover did.
Well, you did.
Because I wanted to be a great police officer. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, Dave, I got an idea.
You, but it also inspired you.
That's
if
right.
If you listen to yourself, you're totally insane.
No,
you
I'm not
even
insane.
Pass a psychological evaluation.
Oh, really? And I would say the same thing I said before. Then that means J. Edward Hoover would never, you know, he wouldn't be there either.
They didn't have, no.
Yeah, and
not
the greatest police
panties,
officer,
Dave.
The greatest police officer in the history of America.
He wore panties. He
would not even be an officer.
You couldn't pass a psych because you couldn't get your facts straight.
Hey, you know one thing's for sure, baby.
Your mama's panties for an inspiration.
Check it out.
Discussing
okay.
or because you're hidden in a
okay.
closet about your homosexuality.
Well, check it out. If I was to put on your panties, they keep sliding off of me, baby. I'd have
See,
to get
you're
a little
discussing.
Bit...
How can you even say you want to become a police officer
still
of the United States?
I will tell you this
you're
much.
You're totally disgracing.
No, ma'am. I'm trying
law
to be...
enforcement.
I still
just
have my mother's panties
one.
On, and the smell's starting to make my head spin.
Yeah,
okay?
You're sad.
But I am doing that for LAPD.
Oh, and
you still have your mother's underwear on now.
You.
That's right, but I couldn't put this bitch's underwear on because it'd fall right off. The waistband's
See,
like a 45.
You're sick.
And
yeah, you are. You're
the public like this, right?
Public? No, I'm LAPD someday.
Okay. Thank you very much for your call, and there you go. So if you want to be a great cop, put on your mom's underwear. 1-800, Mama's chonies feel good, huh? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I forget when that J. Edgar Hoover material came out. I think it was about 4 years ago. The book was written about J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover never married. J. Edgar Hoover was very close to Clyde Tolson. Clyde Tolson was an aide in the FBI, and J. Edgar Hoover and Clyde Tolson had a relationship as lovers. And with the publishing of the book, and I don't remember the name of it, we, as a nation, became aware of J. Edgar Hoover as a homosexual, and that wasn't really the shocker. The shocker for most people was that the guy spent his weekends lounging in lingerie. You know, like chicks' underwear, garter belts, stockings, high heels, teddies, the number one cop of the century. Now, I got no problem with that. Some guys just need that. And that, but you, what I thought was really interesting is the way the country just couldn't deal with it. I mean, we just blacked it out and kept moving. Now, you might say, well, it's because we didn't care, Phil. I mean, we really didn't care. Well, no, with the homophobia that we have in this nation, which is record-breaking, we're probably more homophobic as a nation than Nazi Germany. With the hatred that we have of anybody that's different in this country, I mean, when you're tying people to fence posts and dragging them behind trucks, we got a serious, serious personality disorder in this nation. So don't tell me that we haven't got a hard-on for homosexuals, if you'll pardon the expression. But the problem was, is that J. Edgar Hoover was so revered as a cop, he was so revered as an icon of law enforcement, and so revered as a personality and a major force in this country over the last century, that we blacked out like a drunk blacking out the events of the night before. We just had to black out all of that lingerie stuff as we couldn't deal with it. I mean, it was a major overload because it cracks me up how we just sort of, well, can we talk about something else? You know? Here's a guy that they say could blackmail anybody. He had something on everybody in the upper echelons of government. And the guy is mincing about in his apartment on weekends wearing your mama's clothes. Yeah, he's doing Swan Lake with Clyde. You know, and that's cool because the guy was a hell of a cop. Although, you know, the more you know about J. Edgar Hoover, you read about him, he wasn't that great of a cop because he really didn't tackle the problem of organized crime until the late 50s. He had this thing for communism, which really squandered a lot of resources. You know, he got the hoods in the 30s, I guess, and in the 20s he went after them big time. So, as a police officer, and he established the legacy of the FBI and established it as a force. So all those guys working in the FBI today, all those guys in the button-down suits, all those guys that are walking around, you know, real button-down, all those cats that are, you know, doing the do there with the FBI, they got to walk into the J. Edgar Hoover building, some dude that used to eat dinner in a leather teddy. And here we are as a country, just like, you talk about living on the river of denial. Ha ha, how do you like me now? Ha ha. Anyway, 1-800-44 is that the one in Egypt? 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.